My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. He represents the Old Dominion's 9th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and he has joined us several times in the past to talk about what he believes is the administration's wrong-headed policies on coal. He says now that's really coming home to roost because new environmental regulations are forcing coal-fired facilities to wind down, and the replacement energy sources are not enough to keep up with demand. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Just for the benefit of our listeners, are you talking about the new EPA regulations that would basically forbid the construction of new coal-fired power plants because of the emission standards?
And there's a whole smorgasbord of regulations that have come out in the last few years. What I'm really talking about is if we have another cold winter next year, January of next year, a lot of coal plants have to close down based on regulations already passed. We're not even talking about new facilities. We're talking about older facilities that are being shut down because they can't meet the new requirements. As you know, during this cold snap that we had, a number of places had a hard time keeping the grid fully supplied with electricity. They asked people to cut back in the Northeast. Gas prices went through the roof. And a big part of that's going to be gone next year. If we were to have another cold snap next year, I'm afraid we would have serious problems.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about the role that coal plays in providing that energy and exactly what will be happening with these existing and potential new regulations. Explain how the whole process works here in terms of what the administration wants to accomplish and why it means a whole lot more out of our pocketbook.
Well, of course, I believe that the administration wants to eliminate coal as a fuel source, and they're putting regulations in place on new buildings of coal facilities. You can't even find the technology today to really make those facilities work. It doesn't exist. Best estimates are 7, 10, maybe a little bit longer years before we can even come close to matching the regulations that the EPA wants. But on older facilities, it just doesn't make sense for some companies to retrofit or to retool those to meet the regulations that they've been passing over the last several years. And come next January, most of those plants or a lot of those plants are going to shut down. In my district alone, we have two facilities. One's shutting down completely. The other one is converting two-thirds of their production to natural gas, but the natural gas won't produce as much electricity as it did in the past. And so when we hit those peak periods, usually in the wintertime with cold, sometimes in the summertime with the heat, we won't have as much electricity available next year as we have this year. And, of course, we know that the grid and the system was put to the test this winter, and there won't be enough new power sources brought on board by next year. If we have the same kind of conditions next year, then we're going to have serious issues. And I think that we may have some situations where companies have to say, look, we can't supply your factory. We've got to make sure the hospitals and the people who have homes are staying warm. And I understand that, but there's no need for it.
What's been the response from the administration here? Obviously, they have an energy agenda that you don't agree with. But what you're basically saying here is that their new rules aren't allowing customers in your district to get the energy they need for their businesses, and there's nothing right now that can come in and replace it to meet the regulations that can provide the demand. So what do they tell you in response?
What they have always said is that they don't think that many plants will retire. They've been wrong on that number. The announcements of these retirements have been out there, and it's much higher than the administration originally estimated. I think that they're hoping that we won't have, and look, I'm with them. I hope we don't have that kind of a winter next year. But I think the facts are there. It looks like if we were to have as cold a winter next year as we have this year, we could have serious problems. Now, I don't know that it'll be next year. It could be the year after that. It takes that special combination of a really, really cold snap in the Northeast. And it's not just my district, but I think the entire Northeast could be affected.
We're talking with Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith. Sir, what are you proposing? What are House Republicans proposing to address this?
Well, obviously, we have been fighting ever since I got elected in 2010. We've been fighting against these unreasonable regulations and have been saying, look, you're underestimating the impact on our ability to produce electricity in this country. It raises the cost. It makes it hard on folks who are not rich to pay the electric bill, and it's going to cause us to have a significant problem with keeping the electric supply going to all of the businesses and all of the industries that need it, along with the people who use it for their home heating.
I'm sure you're concerned about both, but what's the bigger concern for you right now if, in fact, we get another winter like this, given the new regulations, or reacting to the existing regulations. Is it a lack of energy? People are just simply not going to get energy, or the money that it's going to cost to keep that going?
It's both. I'm obviously concerned about some type of a shutdown in regard to, you know, some businesses being told we can't supply you with the electricity you need to run your business. I'm also concerned, and we heard testimony this week in committee, that, you know, even this year with the rising cost of electricity, the test cooperative president in Arkansas was, we're going to have choices made. And this one lady that called him and he talked to personally said, I figured out how I can pay my electric bill this winter. I'll take my medication every other day. That was the testimony that we were given yesterday in committee.
Do you get the sense that when the administration says it doesn't believe that these plants are going to have to shut down, do you think they honestly believe that? Or is it just a matter of what they need to say to keep their agenda going in the direction they want it to?
I think some believe that they can get enough natural gas in there in time to make it happen. The infrastructure, I don't believe, can be built in time if in the next several winters we have a really cold winter. And I think they're hoping that they won't have to face it. They won't have to have a cold winter. I'm worried that we will.
I'm guessing that hoping that it doesn't happen again is not the strategy that you would endorse down there.
No, it's not the strategy I would endorse. I believe that the EPA needs to go in and make their regulations across the board much more reasonable. They need to give an understanding to the fact that even though they may want another energy source, right now coal is still one of the largest energy sources in this country, and that to have made the regulations so strict so quickly is going to impact business in America. It's already impacting the cost of providing electricity for people in their homes. It's going to impact business, and it's going to have other negative impacts. And I believe if we have another cold winter, we will see some notices that some businesses won't be able to have the power they need to run their business. And they'll be told, we've got to take care of hospitals, and we've got to take care of people in their homes, which I understand, but your business won't be able to open.
I think everyone agrees that it's been a rough winter, but compounding that problem, of course, is what you've just been discussing here, and a lack of energy, perhaps, and skyrocketing bills if it is available. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. I'm glad to be with you. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith represents his state's 9th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.